Half fantastic at this stage of a young man's career. He's had a ripper as an amateur, and now he's on the doorstep of playing professionally, playing against the big boys. His name's Ryan Ruffles. We know him here at 11-16 SCN because he's always been so good with his time. Nice to see you, Ryan, and congratulations on making the big step.
No, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me and giving me this opportunity.
Hey, when did you know you were going to actually push the button, tick the pro box, and get going?
Yeah, I've known for about 2 to 3 months sort of exactly when I was going to turn pro. I knew Farmers Insurance Open was going to be my first event, so I've kind of had my eyes set on that a little bit, and it's been kind of an anxious wait for me. But I'm glad that I've been able to announce it to everyone, and now I get to start off and do the real stuff.
What has to happen? Turning pro, what are the protocols you've got to go through? What boxes do you have to check to turn pro?
Not a lot. You just...
Nothing.
Not if you're Ryan Ruffles, mate.
No, you just...
you just walk up and say, right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you can just start earning money. I was very lucky partly through my results as an amateur, and then I've got a great management team now. They've been able to get me starts in the US, which is a little bit of a unique opportunity for people in my situation to kind of have a chance to skip a step, which is Q schools.
Mm. Yeah, most blokes, like say another member of the Australian team that Ryan was a part of, they might have to go to tour schools and start at the very base level. But if you have the pedigree that the world junior champion, or I don't know whether we can even call you that now that you're a professional, but you're the reigning world junior champ at this Tory Pies tournament, doors can open up. So I had a feeling you must have had a lot of starts. Is it 7 that is the maximum you can have? And what do you have to do to get your card on the biggest tour of all?
Yeah, so I'll most likely get 7. At the moment, I've got 2 confirmed, which is Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines and AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. So some 2 really good ones to start. And I'm working on some others with my management group, so that'll be great. And so, yeah, like you said, the maximum you can get invite-wise is 7. You got to be careful not to schedule them back to back, because if you top 10 one week, then you can make 7 into 8, 9, 10. And pretty much what I've got to do is, in however many starts I get, is earn enough money earn enough FedEx Cup points from the 125th person from the year before, and they'll get me a full card. But there's a lot of other little things too to get different statuses.
Jordan Spieth was ready to go as an amateur, decided to play for Texas University. Adam Scott, another player who was ready to go, he went over to UNLV. Jason Day missed it. He just went straight ahead and turned pro. You had a chance to have that 1 year in college, maybe 2. Obviously, the starts were there, and that's a big reason. Were you thinking about going to college in the States? Even though the Australian, you know, what Golf Australia does for you guys is unbelievable. Was it in the back of your mind?
Yeah, it was. This sort of time last year was a big decision for me. I didn't know whether to continue on as an amateur and do the things I was doing or take that step to college. And I didn't think there was... Well, once we talked about it with my whole team and stuff, we realized that I'd been on quite a steady progression upwards, and I hadn't really had too many pitfalls up to that point. And it was going to be a big transition for me to go to college and have to probably change my team that's around me. And I didn't think at the point that I was that was a good decision for me, especially because I knew later on if I kept playing well, I was going to have some good opportunities as a pro. So that's ultimately made the decision.
So when you're in this space, and a headspace, I'm talking as an athlete, and you know that the pro tour is coming your way and you're just about ready for it, do you find yourself, when you're still an amateur, drifting forward, not being able to focus on the here and now because you know what's coming without being able to access it just then?
Yeah, it's been a tough sort of 2 or 3 months, because I've known, my management group's known, family's known, a few close friends have known sort of when I'm going to do it, but I've got to keep it quiet for a long time there. And I sort of, after I played the Asian Amateur, which was my last amateur event in sort of early to mid-October, that was the last one I've played. So it's been a while since I've actually played an amateur event. So I've sort of felt like a pro for a little while, but unofficially, and I can't say I'm a pro. And so it literally, when I announced it the other day, it didn't feel that much different, because I've felt like a pro for a little while now, but it's just made it official on Friday.
Who gave you your first club? I know, but tell everybody who gave you your first club and your start.
Yeah, Mark O'Meara back in Florida. Yeah, so that's quite a story too.
How did that come about?
We used to live in a community in Florida called Isleworth.
It's where Tiger used to live.
And my parents used to be the head tennis pros there. So mum and dad sort of got to know him, and he had a few kids who were a little bit younger. So he had a cut down club that he used to use, that his kids used at some point, and that kind of got passed down to me.
The players you've played with astonish me, all right? So I know you've got your iPhone just in your back pocket. Just yes or no, who's in? What number you got in there? All right, so Jason Day, Adam Scott, 2 no-brainers.
Yep.
Rory McIlroy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding. Jordan Spieth?
Nah.
Now there's the one.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson would be in there.
Yeah, got that one.
Tiger?
Don't have Tiger, no.
Jordan and Tiger are the two we need.
Yeah, I got to chase
What about
those.
Henrik? Big Henrik.
No, I don't know Henrik at all.
European action?
Greg Norman?
I have spoken briefly through Twitter to Greg Norman. Don't have his number, though.
Tell me in the morning. I mean, tell our listeners about the morning. You're just having a putt at Victoria Golf Club, and Phil Mickelson called to try and get you to play for Arizona.
Yeah, it was pretty neat to have a bloke with his pedigree in the sport reach out to me like that. That was obviously there was a little bit surrounding that. They didn't know whether it was an NCAA violation or not. Everything was covered. He was the assistant coach at the time, and all the precautions had been taken, so there was no issue there. It was just really neat for me in that process of deciding where to go, if I wanted to go to college, to have a legend of the game call me like that.
Imagine Phil just ringing me.
You just had a bit of a chip in the putt around the practice green at Victoria. Did you have a look around? You must have had a look around and make sure.
Yeah,
did you think it was a prank?
Yeah, I did. But it sounded so much like him. he is a distinct voice, and yeah, it sounded like him. So I just sort of believe it in case it was.
It's hard to miss. Yeah. Tell me, what are you most looking forward to? Take the cash aside, because we know that's a byproduct of being awesome, and you've got to still get the job done. And cash is very, very important.
It's
don't,
really
don't
good.
Get me wrong.
Good stuff.
What are you most looking forward to now that you're going pro?
Yeah, it's amazing that sort of a year and a half, 2 years ago, I get up every morning in the golf. The USPGA Tour goes on at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I used to watch that up until I went to school.
Yeah.
And then go to school after that and check my phone for the rest of the day to see who won. And it's pretty neat for me after finishing school only a couple months ago to now my mates back here are going to be doing the same thing, except I'll be there playing.
You.
And I'll be get to play all these courses. I was at Pebble Beach, Spyglass, Monterey a couple weeks ago playing those in preparation for the tournament I'm going to play. And these courses, I mean, you hear Tiger winning the US Open at Pebble by 15 and all these different, maybe you got the putt at Torrey Pines on the 18th hole and all these different things that you've seen in the past, and getting to play those courses in a professional event on the PGA Tour, that's just a pretty neat experience for me.
And do you know what it's going to be like as the new kid on tour? Do they look after you? Are there hazing ceremonies? Do you go through a couple of little pranks that they do, the old school dudes? Do they take you under their wing and give you a bit of a stitch up every now and then?
I don't know, and I hope not. I'm playing with Jason Day on the Tuesday at Torrey Pines, so that'll be a great experience for me. He's reached out to me and been great to try and help me out. Jeff Ogilvie as well has always been sort of a mentor for me, and I'm going to have a few practice rounds with him at Pebble and Torrey as well. So they're two in particular I'll look to. For.
So of these big names, you know, the superheroes of golf, you know, Jason Day and Phil and McIlroy and Adam Scott, who's impressed you the most with the practice rounds? I know you play with KJ Choi. I read a tweet ages ago. You play with KJ Choi. You reckon you learnt more from KJ out of the bunkers than you had your whole life playing the practice round with him.
I walked off that, and my coach Dennis McDade was there. Mum was there, and my manager was there. And I walked out of that practice round, just playing 9 holes, and I said that was the most valuable practice round I've ever had with KJ Choi. And it's funny because you think you learn it from Rory or from Jeff or from Jason or Phil or something.
What was he saying, dude? Tell us. Yeah. What was he saying?
It's hard to explain. I have to get you in a bunker and show you. But
world's best bunker
player.
You
won't show too much
world's
there,
best.
Yeah, but that it was neat.
I'll probably give KJ a couple of lessons.
Yeah, so that was pretty neat. That was a great. That was. It's hard to explain, but some things that I mean, it pretty much looked like he was trying to hack at the sand, this drill he was doing. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But Banny's his coach, Steve Bann, and he assured me that this is what you got to do to play bunker shots like him. And so I tried it, and it's great.
So if you were saying before, I'm just going back to something you said before. I do love a KJ story. The seven tour events you get to go to, that's 7 weeks. There's another 45 in the year. What are you doing with the rest of the year?
Yeah, so like I said, you can turn seven into however many. Also, if you don't get that top 125, there's a lot of other things. You can get top 150, top 175, and that gets you into a category that gets you unlimited invites. So you're allowed seven unless you can get into this category, in which case you're allowed unlimited invites.
Right.
Also,
so how realistic is that, the 125 benchmark? How realistic is that for you in your head?
A lot of people didn't think it was very realistic to start off with, but there's been quite a few guys in the last few years that have done it. Cameron Smith, notable from Australia, did it last year, which was very impressive. Jordan Spieth obviously did it. Last year, Brandon Grace did it as well. So there's been quite a few. Bud Colley's another one. So as much as people don't hear about it, you always hear about the story from wherever you're from. So Cameron Smith over here. I'm very confident that if I play well, I know these courses now, and I've had a bit of exposure at that level. I played a PGA Tour event last year. So I'm not going to be so, I guess, starstruck when I get there. I'm going to be able to go about my business a little bit, which will help me hopefully get some results.
Hey, Dennis McDade's been great, but I reckon Golf Australia, you'd like to thank them at some stage as well, because, I mean, I get to see what you guys and Golf Australia, the money they put behind you blokes, the places they send you, the everything. You must be rapt that you had this association when you were a kid.
Yeah, there's so many people you got to thank, but in the same breath, it's not like there's a huge change for me. There's a status next to my name that says I'm pro instead of amateur, but everything's going to stay the same. Golf Australia, though, is an amateur. They're probably the reason that I've been able to make this step so early. I think a lot of people in the golf world do get a team around them eventually because a team's very important. But most people get that team around them when they get to college, sort of 19, 20, 21. I've been lucky. I've had that team around me since I've been 13, 14, which has kind of accelerated the process and which has kind of made me better early on and I guess why I'm turning pro at 17.
Now, you're not the only superstar in the family. You mentioned the folks into the tennis thing, but younger sister was in the Australian Amateur on the weekend. Wow. Was it Royal Melbourne?
Metropolitan.
Metro.
Yep. Swings and are good, mate.
I saw one of your tweets. She's got through to the round of 16.
Yeah.
What's she, 14?
15.
15.
Yeah.
And there's a significant future for her.
She's doing incredible. She started just over a year ago, playing off about 25
just
or so.
Just over a year ago?
Just over a year ago. She was a great tennis player. She was one of the best ranked tennis players in the country for her age. And then dropped that, seeing that she liked golf a little bit more. And so started playing just over a year ago and really has progressed well. And she's off one now. And she qualified eighth in the stroke play, which was... blew my expectations for her. I thought if she qualifies the match play here, it'll be a brilliant effort. And then she beat Olivia Klein in the first round, who's one of the better players from Victoria in the women's game. So that was a great win for her. And she probably a little bit of inexperience in the next match. She was a bit nervous too. But to get to the round, I've never been past the round of 16, the Australian Amateur. So as much as I'm disappointed she didn't, at least I don't give away that throne yet.
Hey, Ryan. We should mention her name, Gabriella.
Yeah, Gabriella, of course. Sure. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for coming in, mate. You're a star. I mean, everyone good listening luck at the moment, rapt you came in, rapt to see you turn pro. We wish you well, making a couple of top fives perhaps in these starts and getting your 125th equalised points or whatever. However it works, we want you to do
go
it.
Go top 10, mate.
There you go. Thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate
good
it.
Good luck.
Ruffles, what a gun.